Yesterday afternoon, Govinda Maharaj sent me the link, which I put up on in the news, entitled Global Dimming. I recommend devotees to see it. I really very rarely look at internet films, and but since Govinda Maharaj said it was a must-see, so I looked at it, and I must admit I thought it was excellently produced. But aside from being a very well-made documentary, which got its message across quite effectively, I found the message itself was substantial. Of course, if you're a visitor to this site often, then you know that I quite regularly put up on in the news issues about global warming, melting of polar ice caps, financial crisis, political crises, and so on, since my personal opinion is that mankind's time has run out, and major change in the way people are going to live, and at least in terms of the resources that are available to them in this world, is coming. In short, the world's run out of its karma. And of course, my main belief in that is because Srila Prabhupada had regularly repeated the same thing. In fact, I was just listening to a morning walk, maybe yesterday, when Prabhupada again reiterated his belief that the lifestyle in which, at that time, it was the Western world. We use this term Western world. It's no longer the Western world. It's the world, period. Is living is going to be short-lived, and there has to be a change. Anyway, this global dimming was quite a interesting phenomena in its own right. But overall, the obvious need for everyone to stop and think that we cannot take more than we give. And that's in terms of lifestyle, in terms of how we're living in this world. As a Vaishnav, that's our general principle. In terms of, we translate that phenomenon into giving transcendental knowledge to others, that's what we need to be giving in exchange. And that's certainly a fact. However, we cannot ignore another reality, and that is in terms of the resources that we're taking from this world as individuals. We have to be giving back to the world as much as what we're taking. If you do gardening, then you'll be able to relate to that. You can't just pluck flowers, vegetables, or other things that you've grown in a garden. You can only take as much as you're putting back in. If you don't put seeds, if you don't cultivate your garden, if you don't weed, if you don't water, if you don't perhaps put up a little greenhouse, then you can't just take, take, take. You can take for one season, but by the next season it won't be there. And even if you have perennial plants, they're not perennial forever. And if you don't water them in a drought, anyway, you get the message. Everyone has to give as much as they take. And ideally, a Vaishnav gives more. If you want to do more than just live on the threshold, then you need to put into the world more than what you take out. And unfortunately, people in the world are really isolated from what it is that they're actually taking out, and therefore they haven't the faintest idea of how much it is that they really need to be giving. Are we giving as much as we're taking? In the Western world, and you can safely bet that that includes those of us in Europe, UK, North America, the amount of garbage that we produce every year is 1 metric ton. That's a heck of a lot of garbage. 1 ton of garbage means that you've consumed many times more things that were contained in those bags, cans, so many other things, many 10 times more than that. And now here, the world has to somehow or another digest the results of our consumerism. So that's fine, but then we need to think, I've taken all of this, if just the garbage, just the waste is 1 ton, what have I actually put back into the world? Have I planted trees? Have I planted flowers? Have I supported any of those things which actually directly produce? Or am I just simply consuming, in which case those people who are providing you with those goods are putting in such a way that they can take out for the short term, but there's no plan for the long term. How conscious are we when we drive or go for a little Sunday drive? How much we're polluting the atmosphere, according to this video, how much not only carbon dioxide are we producing, but also how much carbon particles and other type of particles are you throwing out into the atmosphere? Mondania világnak?
Mondja az apa.
That was just Gauranga Lila, who was here, gave some flowers and said hello to everyone, and distracted me a little from, yes, we're talking about putting back as much as you take from the world. And this morning I came up from Budapest and went straight to meeting a contact. So we became very favorable. One of Dharmishta's painting contacts, and she was a little concerned that she didn't even know that she was actually a devotee before, but we just walked in, three of us, and were very well received, and particularly, she was very much taken back by Krishna Valley and the project itself and the whole concept of not taking more than you can give back. And of course, that's another way of saying give back as much as you're taking. And they very much appreciated that concept, so much so that she's sat there for about 15 minutes getting together different people who she could phone up and make arrangements for us to see. So one concept is don't give back as much as you take, and the other one is don't take more than you can give back. And this is not just some idea spouted by ecologists or so-called New Age thinkers, or even by Shiva Ram Swami, but it's something that you read right in the beginning of Ishopanishad. In other words, Vedic literature say the same thing. Isha vasamidat om purnamada purnamidam purnam purnamadachate Isha vasamidat sarvam yatkinchat jagatyam jagat. Everyone's got the quota. What's the quota? Is the quota supposed to add up to depleting the planet of its resources? Or is the quota supposed to be that you can take as much as you can put back? I leave it to you all to think about. Hare Krishna.